Golf Smarter Premium, number 527, published on February 16, 2016. What do you get when you combine a driving range, nightclub, restaurant, event space, and video game? Topgolf with Hunter Ferris of Topgolf Austin.
This is Golf Smarter Premium. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Hunter.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Fred.
I'm very excited to talk to you because I'm coming down to Austin, Texas. I've been reading about Topgolf for a long time. It's been more than months you guys have been around. And so when my buddies said, all right, where are we going this year on a golf trip? My first thing was to search Topgolf. Where can we go to a Topgolf at night? And so Austin was the perfect choice for us. So we're coming down in a couple weeks. What is Topgolf? And we are very lucky to be looking at this on Blab right now because we have a third camera going and we're looking out towards your driving range, it looks like. But that is not a normal looking driving range. What is Topgolf?
Correct. Well, it's a very unique concept. We're a one-of-a-kind entertainment venue that offers golf in a wide variety of experiences. And our overall objective is to provide the best times of people's lives when they visit us. So as you can imagine and see on the screen right now, we have a 240-yard driving range. And within that driving range, within the field, the outfield, we have targets anywhere from 20 to 185 yards out. These targets, it's kind of like a dartboard, if you could imagine. Our golf balls are microchipped. So when a player steps up into the bay, and I know we'll talk about a bay in a little bit, and hits a ball off a mat, if that golf ball that player hits is made into one of the targets, it'll register points back to the computer system in the bay itself. We also have a lot of very unique food and beverage items. We take a lot of pride in the quality of product that we provide. It's full service in the bays themselves. Topgolf is a multi-tier driving range, all-weather facility with 102 bays total. There'll be 34 on each floor, each level that you can choose from. The accommodations are different from bay to bay. Typically on the ends of the bays, you have couches, sofas, where you can sit down, relax, enjoy the game and the experience. Towards the middle, you have more of a high-top bar seating area. In the bays themselves, but each bay comes equipped with high-definition TVs, obviously the computer system that tracks the balls and the scoring system, and then we have bay hosts and bartenders that will take care of you during every step of your visit. So kind of gives you a brief rundown of the facility itself.
Brief. You know, it's so interesting in all that explanation that you just provided, which was thorough, and obviously you've done it before, I only heard the word golf in the title of the company, in the brand name. In all your explanation of what you just talked about, you didn't use the word golf at all. Do you do that intentionally? Is that like...
No, not at all. Yeah, that's obviously a good observation. We do take a lot of pride in our game itself, and we've been able to reach out and touch many people that have never enjoyed or practiced the game of golf itself. We typically say that over half of our guests and our visitors that come in are not avid golfers. They're more so social seekers. So, you know, it's unique. We get a wide demographic here at Topgolf, and it varies from venue to venue. But a majority of our guests that walk through that door every day aren't experienced golfers.
Right. I've tried to explain it to people. I've said, well, if you take, a nightclub and a driving range and a video game and tie it all together, you got Topgolf. Like close?
That's pretty close. You know, we have a lot of events that we do internally that kind of gear towards different demographics. Talking about golf itself, we do have leagues. We have four leagues a year. We have winter leagues, fall leagues, summer leagues, and spring leagues. Those are competitive leagues where there's either four-man or two-man teams that participate and in a competition against each other. And it's, you know, it's friendly competition. They come out, they have a good time, enjoy some food and beverage. But ultimately, they're playing for prizes, and cash prizes at that. So,
wow.
Yeah. And typically we'll fill up our leagues as well. Anywhere from 32, two-man teams and to 16 four-man teams each season. So that's the golf piece. But inside the venue itself, you know, we have a terrace patio seating area where food and beverage is served. There's a main bar area with over 20 high definition TVs. We have the lower lounge, which is we call it our Longhorn Lounge here in Austin, where we have pool tables, we have shuffleboard, we have Xbox Kinect. You know, we try to also market towards our, you know, family friendly demographic and make sure that, you know, we have suitable games and for all ages.
Yeah, I guess in that combination that I'm explaining when I say, you know, the video game and bar, nightclub and driving range, I kind of sometimes throw bowling alley in there too, which obviously bowling alleys are trying very hard to bring in new demographics and young people and, you know, Friday night activities. How much of bowling alleys were used in the model of creating Topgolf?
I'm not quite sure. You know, the way Topgolf was invented or created, there were two brothers, and it was invented overseas in 2001. Two English brothers were at a driving range one night, and they wanted to know simply how they could make it more fun. You know, they wanted to be able to track the distance, the accuracy of their shots, but also what could they incorporate to make it more inviting, more fun, more energetic. And, you know, I think it stemmed from golf, and I hear the bowling alley, you know, term used quite a bit, but also it's kind of like a dartboard in the outfield where you're hitting golf balls at a giant dartboard. So, you know, there's been all kinds of things on how ideas of how it's been created. And I think that it's just two brothers looking for a way to enhance their experience on a driving range. And that's how it came about.
So these two brothers got this idea back in the early 2000s. How long did it take them to get the first one up and running and realize that they had a potential huge beast on their hands?
You know, Topgolf as an organization just really started growing significantly over the past 3 or 4 years. You know, they started in the UK, and there was three venues built there in the early and mid 2000s. They came over, and their first two venues were in Chicago, Wooddale, and Alexandria, Virginia. After that, it was Houston, Katy in Texas, and us in May of 2013 that were the first two venues of this nature, the 65,000 square foot facility with the updated technology in the bays, and just that's kind of when we've really taken off is at the time that Houston Katy site was built in 2012.
I see. I have a young friend who's in his late 20s now. I guess he's almost 30. I was talking to him the other night, and I told him that I'm coming down to Topgolf Austin. He goes, oh, I've been there. I said, oh, you've been to Topgolf? He goes, no, I've been to Topgolf Austin. It's incredible. He just couldn't stop talking about how much fun he had. And that's a completely different generation than me. And all I have to say is congratulations. I mean, you've really come up. They've come up with something that clearly works.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And thanks for the compliment. You know, we'd like to have a lot of fun here at the venue, and you know, to hear the positive feedback from our guests always puts a smile on all of our faces that run the operation on a daily basis. You know, and it's just, it's a very unique concept and very innovative, and it's a way to touch an audience that, you know, never experienced a game of golf, like I mentioned earlier. And it's a very unique way to put a golf club in somebody's hands. And I consider it a little less intimidating than going out on an 18-hole course and picking up a club or going to, you know, take instruction from a golf pro at a driving range at a country club, a little bit different because you can come out with your friends and family and you can hit a few golf balls. You can, you know, hang out and have some food and beverage. And it's not completely evolved around the game of golf itself. So it's a bit less intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kelsey, who's operating the third camera here as we're looking out on the range itself, Kelsey sent me some photographs from your property, and one of them had a bunch of people in different bays hitting balls. Not one of those people looked like someone who is a golfer. Let's just keep it as broad as that. I mean, whether it's women who didn't know how they were holding the club, right? I mean, you could just look at the piece and go, okay, this person's never held a club before, this person's never held, but they all looked like they were really enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and you know that's what we pride ourselves upon.
Yeah.
Is getting out there and you know, individuals that it might be their first time picking up a club, but you know what's also unique about us is we have a director of instruction, we have a PGA certified professional that can give lessons and does a very good job at it. You know, given the very unique facility that we have and the volume that we do. He is able to kind of tailor or gear that instruction towards his audience and you know, deliver a fantastic instruction so we can get people involved more and repeat guests and really enjoying. Obviously, you and I both know the better you can hit a golf ball, the more you're going to play and the better you're going to feel about it.
Yeah.
So that's our
goal. The addiction kicks in.
Exactly.
Let's take a quick peek right now at the range that we're looking at in the third screen. And to those of you who are Golf Smarter Premium listeners, I highly advise you to go back and watch the repeat of this video so that you can see what we're talking about as well. So right now we're looking at a pretty decent-sized driving range, and it does something that I don't see at normal driving ranges, which I wish they would do, and that gives you specific targets, not just a flag, you know, or a false-looking green, but you have specific targets within each flag. Why don't you describe each distance and what you can do and what your goal is for this while we're looking at the picture?
Absolutely, and we have 10 different games you can choose from on our computer system there at the bay. So depending on what game you're in and you're playing will depend on kind of what you do, how you go for each target, how points are registered, so on and so forth. We have four red targets that are off the tee line at 20 yards that you're not able to see right now because we're a bit back from the bait from the hitting mat itself.
Do we see one right down here at the bottom? It looks like a red one right up front.
There's a strong possibility there might be one down there. We do have those two yellow targets. There's one on the north side and the south side. Directly in front of us or just offset to the right would be the south yellow target. And okay.
Just for clarification, north is to our left.
And, correct.
And okay. All right.
If you're looking at the screen,
right.
North will be to the left.
Kelsey, can you angle the screen down just a touch so we have less? Yeah, so we can see the bay as well. Thank
There's
you.
There's that
much.
Red target.
Good job, Kelsey. You're on top of it. Thanks for the thumbs up. All right, Hunter, go ahead.
So you'll see our ball dispensers right here to the right on the tee line itself, to the right of the hitting mat.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about that. Let's stay on the range part, and we'll get to the hitting bay itself.
Sure. So you have the red targets right there. There's four of them, and they're 20 yards out. And then obviously you'll increase in yardage and distance as you get further down the fairway. The yellow is going to be at about 50 to 60 yards, rather large. You'll have a green target that's about 90 yards out. You have a brown behind the green, a single brown target that's 120. The blue is 150 yards out, and that's to the right. Behind the blue, you have a white target with a Texas flag. That's 180 yards out.
And gotta then you have a Texas flag somewhere, everywhere.
You have to.
Texas.
After that white target, you'll have a trench target that lines the back net of the field itself, and that's at 210 yards out. And it runs the length of the back of the net there.
Okay. So now you get into, you're here with a group of friends, and I'll talk more about what I'm coming for with my group in a bit. But now you're here. Now you've got a competition, right? Now you're playing Correct. Against, say you have people who you're here with, three guys like I'm going to be, and we all play golf. Now, all of a sudden, it's not just hitting balls. It's not just practicing. Now you've got some gambling going on, perhaps, but you've got a competition going on. And with each target, it looks like there's different sections in within each target.
Correct. So what kind of the direction that we give the guests when we take them to the bays and give them a game explanation on how it all works is the closer to the pin or the further the target, the more points you're going to receive. And typically that goes for any game. So the targets are sectioned off. There are multiple antennas in each target that read the microchips in the golf balls themselves. You know, what I'll always tell somebody, if they're playing competitively and they know how far they can hit a sand wedge or an 8-iron, if you can hit an 8-iron consistently for 150 yards, go for that blue target. And if you can hit it straight and you know you're at 150, you're going to score more points than if you pick up a driver and you hit it inconsistently for that back target every time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But the farther you hit it away, the greater the point value.
Correct. If you can be consistent with it, it's really more of a game of consistency, as is golf on an 18-hole course.
So how does that work? How many balls does each person get to hit? Or is it like I hit, you hit, he hits, you know, we each get a chance?
Sure. In every game that we offer, you'll receive 20 golf balls for each player. So if you're with a group of four total, what we recommend doing is maybe hitting five to 10 golf balls, try to get in a rhythm, obviously, and then you can switch off. We never really encourage you to hit all 20 golf balls because the fourth person to go is going to have to wait 80 golf balls before they get to pick up a club. And, you know, we all don't have the patience for that. So it's usually 5 to 10 golf balls. You can find somewhat of a rhythm. Everybody gets to pick up a club, in a decent amount of time and go from there.
Do people just use this as a driving range, or is it really much more cost effective to just go to a driving range if you just want to hit balls?
I'm sorry you cut out on me there at the last second.
I'm sorry. I'm wondering if people come here just for the driving range part, or is it more of a party atmosphere and you come in groups?
No, we do. Actually, we have quite a few avid golfers that come in and practice on their game.
They do.
Yeah, they do. And typically you'll find those avid golfers, they purchase one of our memberships. We have platinum memberships available for our guests, where they can come in and they get a certain amount of golf per month, unlimited during certain hours of the day. But you'll always, not always, but typically you'll find those avid golfers on the bottom level, where you get more of an actual feel for how far you're hitting the clubs. So we do see quite a few, especially on the weekday mornings. They'll come in, they'll work on their swings, do any tweaks necessary, play for an hour or two, and then head out.
Kelsey, I know you're listening right now. If you've scheduled my group to be in the middle or upper level, change it. I have issues with heights. And whenever I hit from an upper level at a driving range, I get really, let's just call the word anxious, because I'm afraid I'm going to fall off. And so I can't get a full swing because I'm kind of freaked out. So keep that in mind. Kelsey, let's move the camera a little bit so we can see the bay straight on, the computer element of the bay where the ball is distributed. So she's moving the computer right now. Maybe if you can just put it on the ground, we'll be able to see that screen and just keep rotating it around, looking straight at, not at the course, but yeah, looking at the computer. Hi, Kelsey. There you are. Slide it over to the left a little bit more. There's some glare. Towards the, keep pushing forward there. We're getting rid of the glare here so we can see it. Awesome. Okay. In all the pictures I've seen, I've never gotten a good look at this, so I'm really excited. Let's keep it right there. So, Hunter, you can see that, right?
Absolutely.
Explain it to me, please.
Okay, that is our ball dispenser. That's all it is. That's where all of your golf balls will come out so you can work on your swing right there. So right there on the front, you can see we have our targets right underneath. I don't think that you can see them right now. You see the red, yellow, the color-coordinated targets there that we discussed earlier.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
They're distances right there where you can kind of have an idea of how far away those targets are. So for the social seeker or the individual that doesn't play a whole lot of golf and doesn't know how far they can hit a 9-iron, they can simply go over to our club box. They can say, okay, I want to go for the green at 90 yards. I'm going to grab a 9-iron because we color coordinate the targets, which we can take a look at here shortly, with the club box itself and the clubs we have available for the guests.
And you could see the person here. It is. It's we're recording this. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the middle of the week here in Austin. And there's people out there and we could kind of see someone sneaking over about to hit ball. And you can see her swing is not that good. Maybe she's tried to play before and she wants to improve, but you can tell that she's kind of a beginner. So does this thing light up and make noises? And is it like a pinball machine when you're playing? What does the screen do? What we're looking at?
The ball dispenser doesn't do anything itself. But Kelsey, if you'll go over, it's just where the balls are dispensed from, and then obviously you get a feel for how far your targets are in the outfield. But Kelsey, if you'll go over to the K panel itself, it's our computer system that will register the points when you score. So this one, it's bay unavailable. We're not logged in right now, obviously. And you'll get the opportunity when you come out in a few weeks to test it all out. And I'm not sure if Kelsey has her card on her or not, but
she's trying to sign in.
Perfect.
Thank you, Kelsey.
So this is where all of the scores and the points will be transferred to once that golf ball with the microchip makes it into the target.
Are these regular? Do these feel like regular golf balls, or can you tell that there's something different about them when you hit them?
They feel just like regular golf balls.
And I also see, as she's setting up the screen behind her, I also see that you have golf clubs there for people who you don't have to bring your own clubs.
You do not. And you mentioned avid golfers or people that come in to actually work on their swing. Typically, they bring in their own clubs. Obviously, they don't want to pick up something different. But for those that come in just to enjoy the experience itself and don't want to tote around their clubs for the evening, just to the left in the club box right there, Kelsey, if you could slide over, that's where we offer our clubs for our guests. So they are branded Topgolf clubs. But they are Callaway clubs, so they're great quality club. Mm-hmm. But if you can see on the right, right there, the different colors, the bars, what I was mentioning earlier with the target distances on the ball dispenser, if you don't know how far you can hit a certain club or what it takes to get to a certain distance, all you got to do is match it up with the bar right there, the colored bar right there on the right hand side.
I have a friend who actually did that with his golf grips. He had color-coded golf grips. He called it a fruit salad so that he didn't, like when you're pulling out all your wedges, you want to make sure you have the right one. He made sure he had the right one by because it was color-coded for him. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So the group of guys that I'm going to be coming in with, we're coming in on a Friday night. Will we look really stupid if we have our own clubs, we walk in on a Friday night with four bags of golf clubs? Because one guy's left-handed. He's left-handed. I don't know if you have left-handed clubs there or not.
We do offer left-handed clubs. You'll get them. If you're a left-handed player, you'll get them from our club room in the lobby when you arrive.
Okay.
But absolutely not. You will not look stupid. You will not look out of the blue. We see it all the time, even on a Friday or Saturday night at 9 o'clock. If we're on a 3-hour wait, It's we see golf clubs in all the time, and we have bag checks. Well, we'll take your clubs for you while you enjoy maybe a refreshing beverage at the bar while you wait for your bay.
Okay. I just want to say that one of the listeners who's joining us here live on Blab, Andy, just made a really nice comment that I want to repeat, and it says that Top Golf supports the troops. You have any specific programs that you guys do for the troops down there in Austin?
You know, one of our national charities is Folds of Honor, and every once in a while we will do an internal event to support our troops. And that's one of our national partners that we do as a Top Golf as a brand as a whole. All venues will support our troops. We love to. I mean, we thank them for all of that they've sacrificed for us over the over the course of forever. We try to tie into our communities as well at a local level and do anything we can to support our community, whether it be helping flood victims of a recent flood that we had here in the Austin market, or, you know, national canned food drives, a lot of things that we do. Caring is one of our core values of Top Golf, so we try to tie it in as much as possible.
Good for you. That's really nice. Kelsey, let's take a little bit of a walk here and show us some of the entertainment areas outside of what you can do to play golf. So we're walking through. There's some guys looking, going, why is that woman walking around? Some guys having lunch, it looks like. And now we're in the bar. Very cool. And some people look like they're from Texas walking around. And so now, okay, so you have an eating area and servers. Everyone takes care of you. Everyone's having a good old time. And the bartender is probably very busy. What are your hours? Are you guys open first thing in the morning, or it's a lunch? You start at lunch? What?
We start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, Kelsey, that window's leaking. Wait, what was that? Very cool. Okay.
That's one of our fountains just behind our lobby area. This is the entrance way. This is where you'll come in through those front doors right there and check in with one of our staff members, our associates. You'll get in a bay right now. Obviously, on a Tuesday afternoon, it's not too popular. But on a popular night, we'll get you situated. We'll take your bags that you check. You can have a seat at the bar that she showed you and go from there. We're walking down to the lounge right now. It looks like,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelsey, I don't know how far you are or if Hunter, you can do this, but we've lost your picture. I can still hear you, but I can't see you. I don't know if the phone that you're talking on has gone dark, but if you can turn it back on. Oh, but it's her phone. So you probably don't know the code to turn it back on. We got to get your screen back up. Okay. We had you muted. I'm sorry. Kelsey, what did you say?
She's headed this way, it looks like.
Okay.
She's downstairs. So I know you can't see me, but she just gave you a tour of the lounge where we have our pool tables. We have Xbox Connect. We have a shuffleboard table.
Wow.
And then more seating for our guests, which is full service as well.
This is food a huge venue. This place is
65,000 square feet.
And is this the biggest of all the Top Golfs right now, or is that like a normal size? Is that the footprint?
That is the normal size. The British sites over across seas, they're a little bit different than what was created for us in Houston, Katy. You have Alexandria and Chicago, the first two venues here in the States, are going to be a little bit smaller than the ones we have that we're building now. Mm-hmm. We call this a Generation 2 venue. Houston, Katy, in 2012, was the first venue of this size.
I see.
So now moving forward, they all are about 65,000 square feet.
Okay. You mentioned Chicago. Is that open 12 months a year? Because they get a lot of snow.
It is. It is open. We consider ourselves an all-weather venue.
Is it exposed or is it domed?
It is not. It's not domed. It is exposed. Very similar to what we have here. We have heaters in all the bays. We have misters for the warmer weather climates. We have lights, obviously, and we have roofing over the bays themselves. So it's semi-enclosed, but still open to the weather, the climate.
And when was the first U.S. venue opened?
I don't want to tell you wrong. I believe it was 2004.
Okay.
I believe. I'd have to double check for you.
And how many are, okay, now we're getting poor internet on both of you. How many venues are there total right now?
Total right now, there are 24 venues, and that's including the three in the UK.
Wow, that's great. And what's the plans for the future as far as growth and how much expansion are you guys planning on?
They are planning on expanding at a very rapid rate. Right now, I can tell you that we've publicly announced, and we have, I believe, 10 sites under construction. We have just two, and I don't know if you were at the PGA show recently or not, but they publicly announced Orlando as a venue coming your way in 2016. Nashville, Tennessee is another big one. Our flagship Las Vegas, just off the MGM Grand, will be opening up here over the next couple of months.
And is that one, I got to believe that Las Vegas is going to be 130,000 square feet instead of 65,000 square feet.
That one is going to be a bit different than the one that we currently operate out of.
Yeah, I bet.
It is going to be larger. Sure. They're going to have water features there. they're going to have a few different restaurants. They have, they're going to have an amphitheater, for live music.
Wow.
So it's going to be very, very, very cool.
It's going to be very, 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 very Las Vegas.
Very Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
So very Las Vegas.
Yeah. Very funny.
So that one, we got plans for, Sacramento, Portland, Oregon. We got the Northeast expansion will continue. We've publicly announced Edison, New Jersey. So we got quite a few. Cincinnati, Ohio, the Midwest. So there's quite a few that are gonna open up over the next few years.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the only thing I heard that was California related, which is what I'd be interested in, was Sacramento, which is about 90 minutes away from me. But I didn't hear anything about the San Francisco area or Los Angeles, which means you guys are probably on the outskirts of areas where you can get land a lot cheaper than in places like San Francisco or Los Angeles.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about, you know, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, kind of the southern areas of California. I've heard rumblings. Couldn't tell you yay or nay. That gets to be above my pay grade at a big level. But I know that they're very interested in California, obviously seeking Sacramento and making that happen. That's supposed to happen in 2016. So, you know, we'll see. I don't doubt that they wouldn't be ambitious and try to seek out some venues or some spots in Southern California as well.
So what is your function? What do you do, and how did you get to Topgolf?
Sure. My title is Director of Operations. So I oversee the entire operation of the venue itself, anywhere from food and beverage to the golf experience, maintenance included, marketing, sales, all of the above. The way I got to Topgolf is I actually got pretty lucky. I applied for the Colony role, the operations manager role in the Colony, which is Dallas, Texas area.
Yeah.
In September of 2013.
Isn't there a golf course there called the Colony?
There is. Yeah, Las Colinas is what you're thinking of. Las Colinas.
Okay.
At the time I submitted my resume, I heard about Topgolf. Heard it was a very, very cool concept. I had family, relatives that went and visited in the Houston area at Houston Katy and just bragged and raved about the experience they had. And so I decided to submit my resume online. And I got a call not too much longer later that cool. From from a corporate recruiter that was interested in me getting in for a face-to-face interview. And it just took off from there. So, wow.
So do you come from the hospitality background or from a golf background?
Hospitality.
You do come from hospitality.
I've been in the food and beverage industry.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've been in the food and beverage industry for about 15 years. So prior to Topgolf, I was working with a private restaurant as a general manager for about 6 years. So, yes, sir.
So what kind of surprises have you had dealing with the maintenance of a 65,000 square foot property?
A lot, especially when we're doing 8,000 to 10,000 guests a week through our front doors.
Oh my gosh!
There's a lot of upkeep and just facilities maintenance and appearance that comes with it. Obviously, we want to provide a best in class experience for every guest that walks through that front door. And you know, the initial impression that when you walk through anywhere, any front door, you want it to be a wow factor. And,
yeah.
And that's what we try to do. And so there's a lot of maintenance that comes with it, anywhere from the outfield, the netting, the targets, the technology, to just the equipment, back of the house and front of the house. So
is that
quite a few surprises.
Yeah, is Kelsey? I don't know if are you at the computer right now? So we have that extra camera. Are you? Oh, it's moving. Does that mean yes? Hi. All right. Let's get a different view somewhere because that's kind of washed out. But let's go somewhere else and we can explain. Oh, we're back here at the bar area. Is that real grass or is that fake grass out there?
That's turf in the outfield.
Why not? No one's walking on it.
Yeah.
And you don't need to water it that way.
Exactly. She's on the third level right now. She just came from the terrace where we have outdoor seating for our guests.
Okay.
Now she's on the third level. All three levels.
I'm not getting dizzy yet, so we're okay.
Yeah, they look the same. Yeah, let her get a little bit closer to the ledge there, and you might get a little anxious.
Oh, I see the red one from there. Okay, so before, was she on the lowest level or was she on the mid-level?
She was on the mid-level.
She was on the mid-level.
We're a split-level facility. So when you walk in through the front doors into the lobby area, you're on the second level itself. You can go up to three or you can go down to one.
Very cool. Very cool. You talked about having instructors on site.
Correct. We have two. We have a PGA-certified professional, Chris Taylor, who gives instruction, and then we have a lead instructor is his title, and Franklin, who is pursuing his PGA certification as we speak. Okay. So he's almost kind of like an apprentice, completely able to give instruction, but really learning a lot. And Chris's focus for Franklin is developing him into a certified professional.
Now, are these guys employees or are they just contractors who come in and do occasional, you know, they book by the hour type of thing?
They're both full-time associates with us.
Really?
So they are on Topgolf's payroll. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. So then people at any time can say, hey, can I book an hour with a teacher? I just arrived. Can I do it now? Or you have to book in advance?
Either way,
wow.
You can book in advance if you want to take an instruction. But the way they schedule themselves is they kind of schedule off of each other to make sure that one is in the venue at all times. So if you have a guest that requests instruction, they can just pop right over to the bay and give them a breakdown of, you know, what they have to offer, whether it be a 20-minute lesson, which we offer to the guest, or even a player development series, a 5-pack of lessons for the guest.
Okay. And I'm sure that this is a phenomenal, unique opportunity to have parties. What sizes do you accommodate, and do you have banquet rooms as well?
We do. We can accommodate a party of any size. We've accommodated a full level buyout where there's been events that have private events that have come in and bought out a whole level. We can even do a full facility buyout. Our capacity for the venue itself is 1,100 people. So we haven't done that at this venue yet. We've had a 2-floor buyout. Scottsdale, Arizona has had a full facility buyout Dallas. There's a few other venues out there that have had full facility buyouts.
Wow.
So we can accommodate a party as small as 12 for a private event up to a full facility. And we do have private spaces as well. We have two signature rooms that will hold up to 250 people. They're on the mid-level, the second level, which is it'll all be private. And we also have rented out the lounge area on the first level with the pool tables and shuffleboard. And we've rented out the terrace as well. So all of that space is available for private events.
Okay. When the two brothers that started this, were did they come from the golf background or did they come from a hospitality background?
I couldn't tell you, Fred.
So they must have learned a lot on both sides to create a venue like this that is becoming so successful. And it's really the buzz all over golf about this is very high. It's very cool. So I have a party of four that is coming in a couple of weeks. And because you said you could do parties of 12, but this is not really a party. It's just we're renting out a bay for the evening, right?
Correct. And you'll just come in and what you'll do is you'll check in with concierge in the lobby there. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get you in a bay right away. If we are on a wait, you know, you can hang tight. You can grab a drink at the bar, snack on an appetizer, watch some sports. Or if we're not on a wait, you'll go directly to the bay and you can start your friendly competition and even maybe a little bit of gambling, although we don't promote that.
No. We'd never do that. Well, actually, I'm thinking that our space is going to be ready to go as soon as we walk in, because I'm sending some decorations to Kelsey and she's going to decorate a bay for us and have it ready to go. Because one of the guys, we just found out he's going to be a grandfather for the first time. I know he's not listening, so I can say this and not ruin the surprise. He's going to be a grandfather for the first time. So we're going to have a shower for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And some of the gifts that we bought, like chocolate cigars saying, you know, I'm a grandpa. We're giving him different things, including, that's rude. I won't say what the gifts are, but we're just throwing a grandpa shower. No one's ever done that. I'm sure no one's had a grandpa shower before. We're very excited to do it. And to the Golf Smarter listeners, if you follow me on Periscope at Golf Smarter, I'm going to be doing live as we walk in so his family can see his face as we walk into the bay with all the decorations. And he realizes that this is a party for him as well. I'm really excited about this.
That'll be great. And I can tell you, Fred, you're right. That'll be the first time that we've ever hosted a grandfather shower. So
well, there you go.
You'll
take pictures.
You'll be the first for that.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, I am just so excited to meet you. I thank you so much for giving me your time, and I'm really looking forward to coming out. I hope you're there on the Friday. Oh, you know what? I wanted to ask you one other thing, because we had a choice of Friday or Saturday night. I picked Friday night, and I know that the Saturday night, you're having a huge public event, some bikini party or something? What a bathing
suits
suit
and,
party?
Suits and boots. It's an annual.
Boots. It sounds Texan to me.
Suits and boots. It actually originated in Chicago at the Wooddale site.
Well, that's because those are winter boots. Those are not cowboy boots.
Exactly. So that is February the 27th. It will be from 7 to 11. It's an annual event that all venues do. It's one of our most popular events. Usually takes place, obviously, in February. Originated at the Wooddale location. But it's really just kind of it's on the third level. And it's just people come in, they purchase a ticket and have a great time. Golf's included for that time, for that amount. And food and beverage would be all guests would be on their own. But it gets very fun, very fun.
So what is suits and boots mean? Explain what people are, and you'll know exactly why four old guys are not showing up for this.
It's kind of like a beach bash, okay? Like you're at the beach and we deck it out with, you know, hula skirts and sand and beach balls and palm trees. And it's actually sponsored by Corona. But it's a beach bash in the middle of the winter. where our both our guests and our associates will wear bathing suits to of their choice throughout the event itself. So it's very unique, a little twist, obviously, on your traditional game of golf. I don't think you can go out to a country club and see men and women wearing hula skirts and board shorts. But
you can't even wear a t-shirt on the golf
you'll
course.
You'll see it here. Exactly.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I know that my friends would have loved to come to that just to watch, but I don't think they would participate in wearing.
We get a lot of watchers. Too.
Yeah,
we get a lot of watchers too.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. Oh man, well, congratulations again. I'm looking forward to meeting you, and I really appreciate your time in explaining Topgolf. Everyone should go to just topgolf.com. And see where the venue is closest to you and check it out. There is golf instruction there, which is really great to know. But I love the idea of having a driving range that instead of just hitting ball after ball after ball after ball, you can make it competitive and you have targets that give you point value. So there's something in it for not just did I hit the ball well, you know, usually most people at the driving range are just, did I hit it well? Did I hit it well? As opposed to focusing on target golf, which is so important. And this is really a fun, exciting way to focus on target golf.
No, it is. And you know, that was the goal and the mission behind it is to be able to not only improve your game, but introduce the game to a lot of our guests that have never picked up a club before, like I mentioned earlier. So, you know, and have fun doing it. And that's what we're all about. And that's part of our culture is having fun and providing a great experience and you know, just building our brand.
Well, it's an awesome brand. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Fred.
Have you experienced Topgolf yet? If you have, could you please share it with all of us? I'd really love to hear what you have to say about it. Now, the best place for the Golf Smarter community to have a conversation like this is on our Facebook page. And the easiest way to find that is on the right side of the homepage at golfsmarter.com. Actually, we're continuing to tweak our new website. I told you that the new website's there, but I haven't told you much about it. Now, I'm really excited to let you know about some of these updates. Like both our Facebook and Twitter feeds are on the right side of the homepage. So they're there right there. You can follow what's going on. Also, we now have a podcast player that was developed by Libsyn, who distributes the podcast. We have a podcast player right on the website. So whether you're a premium subscriber or not, or whether you've got the free Golf Smarter app or not, the player works for both premium and free episodes right there on the site. So if you're supporting Golf Smarter with a premium membership, just use your login code and it'll unlock previous episodes in our archives. Otherwise, select the episode and listen right there at golfsmarter.com. Now, we've also optimized the site for mobile listening and viewing as well. But there's a couple more things about the new golfsmarter.com I really want to share with you. First, now that we're recording most of these episodes on Blab, you can participate live or watch the replay right there on golfsmarter.com. I know a lot of people have been having trouble finding Blab because it's not a .com. It's a .im. So it's not very intuitive. I tell people, yeah, go to blab.im. They go, what? Wait, so blab.com? No, blab.im. Yeah, never mind. Just go to golfsmarter.com. So just use the site as our launching point. And let's not think of it as a podcast. You're listening to a podcast, but when we're doing the live video thing, it's video, and you can join in, you can participate. So let's think of these future events as webinars on Blab. You like that? Blab webinars. All right, second point. I continue to mention that premium subscription gives you access to the archives, but you've never had the opportunity to review it until now. When you click on the Archives tab, you'll get the full spreadsheet of each episode dating back to show number one, and the spreadsheet shows the show number, the date it was published, the title, and who the guest was. So if you have a specific guest you're looking for, go ahead and search that. You can do a search. Or if you want to know about putting, or if short game, or new clubs, things like that, you can search for it right in the in our spreadsheet. Another new feature is the ability to write a review in iTunes. Select the iTunes subscription button, and it'll open the Golf Smarter page in iTunes on your computer or your mobile device. Now, I'd really appreciate if you can provide an honest review of this podcast. It's been a while since anybody has written one, and I'd like to see what you have to say. It's incredibly important, mainly because listener comments makes a huge difference to other listeners who are interested in searching for golf shows. And when they see what you say about Golf Smarter, maybe they'll check it out as well. We also have a new button that allows you to sign up for our email list. We use this list to give you announcements of upcoming Blab webinars, new videos, and more. Today is Tuesday the 16th, and on Thursday the 18th, we're going to be talking to Kelly O'Donnell, who is the head golf professional and director of golf at the Wolf Dancer Golf Course in Austin, Texas. And they've just been listed as one of the top 25 best courses for pace of play. And that's what we're going to talk about, among other things, because I want to go out and play there when I go to Austin in a couple of weeks. And now, with this new addition, I need to ask a favor. Our newest icon, right next to the Hey Fred button, directs you to our listener survey. Could you please take a couple of minutes to fill out our listener survey? This quick multiple-choice survey conducted by a third party lets you anonymously provide us with your listening habits. And if you take an extra minute or two, you can also share your likes and dislikes about the show. So, because you've not signed up for our premium subscription yet, I just want you to be aware that the complete interview with Hunter, which is nearly an hour, covers a lot more about what Topgolf has to offer. To hear that full conversation and complete content each week, join our premium access. Just try it for a month. Just do it for a month and see what you think. I think you'll get a lot more out of it than you're getting from the free episodes. If you're interested in seeing some Topgolf Austin, the video of the full conversation's on our site. You'll also find a video excerpt of the conversation with that third camera I was talking about so that you can see the awesome driving range and how their ball dispenser works. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.